good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Laura Van Aert from Ridgetown campus, and I'm pleased to present our research results. Sugar beets in southwestern Ontario account for approximately 10,000 acres. And because of the limitation in processing, a large majority of those sugar beets are stored for up to 3 months in large piles. And the storage can be ideal. However, with fluctuating temperatures and warm spells, we can get significant losses. And this occurred in 2 years. And in 2004 and the 2005 storage season, we saw significant losses. And that contributed to a $1.6 million farm gate value of loss. So significant losses. And as the Michigan Sugar Beet Company were unloading these piles, they were noticing side-by-side differences in quality. So some would be of good quality and others would be completely rotted. And from the way that they load the pile, they were wondering that this could be different truckloads coming in and thus different production practices. So in this in mind, we were wondering if nitrogen and nitrogen fertility might be what is causing these differences and might contribute to storage quality in the large piles. So we conducted an experiment to compare the effect of nitrogen fertilization, so looking at different rates of nitrogen, and the timing of application, and how that affect sugar beet storage quality. The large pile storage, we took assessments at harvest and as well at 3 retrieval times, approximately a month apart. And there we assessed for rot, weight loss, extractable raw sugar, and that's expressed as a raw white sugar per ton, RWST, or raw white sugar per acre. So we have a randomized complete block design with 4 replicates. This was in a commercial grower field where we applied ammonium nitrate pre-plant broadcast at increasing rates up to 200 pounds per acre. And the split applications were 75 plus 75 and 50 plus 50, where it was pre-plant broadcast, followed up with by-hand broadcast at approximately mid-June. And this would correspond to row closure. Plot size were 6 by 8 meters. So looking at yield, this data is from 2008, and further along I have from other years. We have results from 2006 to 2008. The graphs are going to be set up similarly for the next couple of slides, where we have nitrogen applied on the x-axis and as well comparing it to the split application. And on the y, we have yield or other factors. So based on yield, we get this sigmoidal or quadratic plateau response to nitrogen applied. And there was no difference between the same amount of nitrogen, whether it was applied pre-plant or split applied at the rate of 100 versus 150 pound per acre. So again, results from 2008. As is commonly expressed in the literature, nitrogen fertility negatively impacts purity and sugar. Although there is a positive correlation between the amount of nitrogen applied and impurities of amino N and ammonium. constitutes in the extracts. So these bottom graphs are impurities, and they limit the extractability of raw white sugar, and a negative correlation with purity and percent sugar. So this is the conversion of purity and percent sugar to raw white sugar per ton. This equation here is based on recoverability within the processing plant and has been well established at Michigan Sugar. And then we can convert raw white sugar per ton to per acre. So looking at the data, again, from 2008, we see with increasing nitrogen, negative correlation with raw white sugar per ton. But then when you consider the increase in yield with nitrogen, you get this quadratic response for the amount of raw white sugar per ton. Now in 2007 and as well in 2008, the Michigan Sugar Michigan Sugar Company began a new program for paying their growers based on not only ton but on quality. And so they collected samples and analyzed for sugar. And at the end of the harvest period, growers were paid based on their tonnage and as well sugar. So in the equation they worked out in 2008 and as well in 2007, the payout to the grower is the grower average raw white sugar per ton divided by the company average times a selling price. And this price here in 2008 was 40.01. In 2007, it was a bit lower. So when we factor this out to yields, we get a payout per hectare, and we get a slightly shallower response curve. And from this payout, we can work out an optimal nitrogen rate, and that's approximately 100 pounds per acre. And that is pretty close to what the recommended rate is in Ontario. Again, you know, looking whether we were looking at sugar or impurities, response of the split application compared to the same amount applied pre-plant, there was no differences. So this was in 2008, which was fairly ideal growing conditions. Looking at 2007, which was extremely dry, the optimal nitrogen rate was at 168 based on the payout per hectare. Now, this is not recommended. I think there's drought being a factor, and as well the calculation for what they pay for growers might not have been as optimal for recovering sugar or paying for the most sugar. So this isn't really recommended. And in 2006, we have limited data collected during that year, and that was a difficult harvest year. We had 150 and 200% of our monthly precipitation in September and October, so pretty much double what we normally have, and so that really hampered harvesting in that year. So we have to use caution with 2006. I've called this MERN the most economical rate of nitrogen, and that's because at that time growers were paid just for their tonnage. Okay, so just showing at harvest, so it was a mechanical harvest to take yield out of the two center rows. This person isn't throwing the beets into the truck. They are simulating the drop onto the beet pile. So beets were weighed. We took a harvest sample to assess quality. Individual plots of 10 bags, representative sample, were placed into bins. Three bins for the three retrieval times were buried in the large piles. For storage, they were buried about a couple of feet above the soil surface and within the center of the pile from the edges. And then retrieved approximately a month at month intervals. We did sampling throughout the season. I'm just going to show our results at harvest. This year is kilograms of N per hectare, and we can see that the beets have different concentration or different amounts with the different nitrogen rates put down. When we looked at percent nitrogen, there was a statistical difference where the zero fertilized treatment had lower percent nitrogen than the 250 and the split, and the zero was not different than the 112 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare treatment. So we know that the beets were going into the pile with different concentrations of nitrogen. We know that the beets responded differently to nitrogen and yield. And so the question was, does that impact storage in the long term piles or the piles outside? We do see differences between years, and again, that's largely because of the drought in 2007. So definitely nitrogen rates affected quality, but not the timing. Over the storage period, we see declines in quality, and that's not expected, right? If three months out outside, and we see decline in quality for all of the parameters tested. However, there was no interaction between nitrogen and the retrieval date. And that's for weight loss or number of rots, the purity, the sugar, impurities, and whether you relate that to recoverable sugar or price per ton. There is absolutely no interaction between nitrogen and storage. And so therefore we can conclude that nitrogen fertility does not impact the ability to store sugar beets in large piles. And I guess from a scientific point of view, we always like to see impacts, but from a production point of view, this will make things very much easier if growers do not have to take another measurement into consideration in controlling the piles and how well the beets store in the piles. So I'd like to acknowledge our grower cooperators and our funding, and I'd be more than happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions at this time?
Right. So the question was, did we take into consideration soil nitrate or total mineral N at the beginning of the season? We did not adjust our nitrogen rates based on soil mineral N, and that's pretty typical in the region, sugar beets being planted very early in cooler soils. However, we definitely did take soil samples. We have from the first foot down to 3 foot, and we can backtrack and relate our yield response based on that. But the data presented there was just based on nitrogen applied. Uh, Yeah, and I don't have those numbers on the off the top of my head. I think largely it was the matter that yield was limited because of the drought conditions, and so that limited nitrogen uptake.